I'm Anthony Pastore. Welcome to UBS On Air. This is We Are UBS, a podcast series highlighting the incredible achievements of many of my fellow colleagues. Over the course of this series, I'll sit down and talk to the men and women who are affecting positive change in their lives and the lives of those around them. For today's podcast, I'm speaking with Jim Copeland, a market supervisory officer for the UBS market in Long Island, New York, and Jenna Grace Cole, a market technology specialist. Jim will share his story of triumph, losing over 150 pounds after struggling his whole life with his weight. I heard about Jim from Jenna, who says that every day she is inspired by him and his will to get healthy.
Let me welcome you both to this podcast. It's the first in this series, and your story, Jim, is really what inspired us to create this podcast in the first place. And thanks to Jenna Grace reaching out and telling us a little bit about you. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So Jim, I kind of teased the audience a little bit with the fact that we're here because of your amazing weight loss that you've accomplished over the course of a couple of years now. I thought you could start by telling us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your reasoning for wanting to lose that weight or having to lose the weight, which brings us to where we are today.
Sure. I'd love to share, because it certainly, you know, I feel it's been a tremendous accomplishment in my life. And if I can inspire or help anybody make a change in their life, you know, I'm happy to share my story. So my weight has been a lifelong struggle, you know, from being a little kid, was always the pudgy little kid on the playground, you know, subject to teasing. And, you know, it really just became a more and more of a bigger problem as my life has progressed. And, you know, my adult life, I struggled with various diets. If it was out there, I've tried it. I've counted points, ate grapefruit, whatever the case may be, any type of fad diet, anything I could try to help lose weight, I tried it and failed at it. Mm-hmm. And then in it was February of 2016, my father was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. So I went with him and my mother to all the various appointments with surgeons and oncologists. And, you know, I come to realize I was a carbon copy of my father. My father was a big man like I was. You know, we both shared the same diet, so to speak, throughout the course of our life. And going through these appointments and dealing with the emotions of, you know, seeing your father grappling with a life-threatening disease, and then realizing, wow, you know, this is almost like a time machine, that this could be me in 30 years.
Right.
And as the doctors and surgeons went through treatment options with him, it really started to, a lot of doors became closed, because he had various pre-existing conditions and a lot of the weapons and options were taken off the table, and invariably they were left with one option with somebody in his health would be able to use as a course of treatment.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that sort of the big motivator for you?
Oh, yeah. I looked at him as future me. And that's literally when the light bulb went over my head. You know, listening to the doctor speak, trying to digest, you know, what's going to happen with my father and the road ahead. You know, in the back of my mind, me was thinking about me.
Right.
And that, wow, when the chips are down, and, you know, I knew I was unhealthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you really don't see what the implications are of those health problems until you're in a setting like that with doctors and you're literally looking to fight for your life.
Right. And it's almost like you had a chance to finally open your eyes and see what was really in front of you.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like looking in a mirror in a way.
Yeah, it totally was looking in a mirror and showed me the challenges that the lifestyle I was leading could put in front of you.
And you know what, as you were talking about your original lifelong struggles, the grapefruit diets and the counting points, I think many, many people listening to this are nodding their heads going, wow, I've done the same thing. I think many, many people have struggled. They call it yo-yo dieting, or I'm going to just eat cabbage soup today and I'm going to, you know, eat a piece of chicken, you know, every meal for the next 6 months, and that's going to be my weight loss. And so, but you probably tried a lot of those things, and you said that, you know, many of them were probably unsuccessful for you. What do you say to people who say, you know what, it's too late for me, I've tried all that, I think I'm just going to have to resign myself to the fact that this is who I am?
Well, I would say it's never too late to try, you know, because I went underwent this change, in my late 40s. So, you know, again, it was a lifelong mm-hmm. struggle for me. And that light bulb went off, you know, I'll call it middle age. And, you know, I've accomplished, from my perspective, an incredible goal. And I've changed my lifestyle. And I see how I was, and I see pictures of how I was, and I look in the mirror today, and I literally can't believe it's the same person.
Do you still look in the mirror now, even after all this time, and say, gosh, I have no idea who, I barely recognize the person in front
yeah,
of me?
Absolutely. Look in the mirror, and I'm like, wow, you're quite a handsome man. where in the past, you know, I may have avoided mirrors and right. what have you. So it's just been incredible.
Remind us how much you've lost since... starting this process?
It's been 151 pounds.
Wow. That's are awesome. You feeling where you are right now is where you want to be?
I have, I'd say, about, you know, maybe 5 to 10 more to go.
That's amazing. Out of 150, it's like nothing,
exactly.
right?
Well, that's it. To be single digits at this point, it's incredible. But when it started, it was triple digits.
So. And you're a tall man. You're 6 foot...
6'2".
6'2". So, I mean, probably, you know, when I met you today for the first time in person, it was striking, like, how tall you were. I'm not a tall guy. I'm only like 5'8". So anybody over 5'9" to me is a giant. I can imagine, like, to see you 150 pounds heavier, what that felt like, and what, for you, especially being as tall as you are.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And lifting that weight at the gym, like my trainer pointed out, like that's what you lost.
Right.
And to me, it's amazing to be able to lift that weight and actually to struggle with that weight, because it's not something that's easily handled.
Right.
And to think that, wow, I carry this weight around every day yeah. with me, it's just remarkable.
Think about what that is, you know, and thinking about people who go to the gym and you see a lot of people lifting weights, those giant weights that you put at the end of like the bench press machine,
yep.
they're 45 pounds each.
Yep.
It's three of those plus a few more
exactly.
that you're literally carrying around with you all day long. That's a huge... struggle, I'm imagining, and probably a really good way to put that into perspective.
Definitely.
So, Jenna Grace, first of all, you were kind of the catalyst for getting us here at the table together today to talk about Jim. So what was the reason? What did you think when you said, you know what, I need to reach out, I need to find someone who will be able to have Jim share his story? What was the sort of the impetus for that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having this actually come to fruition. The reason I reached out is because I met Jim about 2 years ago, and I noticed, you know, he always was just going about his day. He was meal prepping. We talked about the gym. Mine wasn't as consistent as his. Neither was my meal prepping. And I had heard when I started that he was about a year into his journey. It got me thinking, we all see online or people tell you before and after photos or just before and after weights. And I always wondered how people got from A to Z there.
Right, yeah. Well, me too.
You don't get that daily lens in when you're seeing these things online. Maybe it's about these fad diets or pills or whatever anyone's doing. So it's always like, really, how did they really do it though? I loved seeing his day-to-day. So Jim probably didn't even know this, but I was getting inspired in different ways. I didn't have a weight loss story like Jim, but I just thought that this could apply to so many facets of life. Whether it be work aspirations, mm-hmm. personal life, or family goals. I mean, we all vary as we can improve in, whether we want to admit it or not. So this really resonated with me because I started to think, how can I better myself in different respects?
It's a great thing to sit with folks who are doing something that is, you know, traditionally very difficult to do. And that sort of brings me to my next question for you, Jim, was how did you actually get started? Because as you said, to lose 150 pounds, it's not just like you snap your fingers and it's done. You really have to set yourself up for a lifelong change. What got you into the gym the first day and how did you maintain it? What was the inspiration for you? Because somebody had to inspire you to be that person that you are today, just like you're inspiring Jenna Grace and others.
No, definitely. Once I decided I needed to make a change, I went back to an old reliable. I went back to Weight Watchers and I was counting points. And the first 45 pounds I lost via Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. So I had been successful in the past, but as you mentioned, yo-yo dieting, you know, I lost. I stopped doing the program and I put weight back on. So to me, I went back to something since I was in the right space mentally, and that's something I've learned around along the way, is you think about weight and you think of it as a physical health aspect, but really so much of it is mental. And that's been one of the biggest things that I've learned along the way,
right,
is the mental fortitude and the mental power that you need to be successful. So knowing that my head was in a good space, I went back to an old reliable, went back to Weight Watchers. After I lost the first 45 pounds, I felt like I was in a place where I needed to do more. I needed to get moving. I couldn't just sit here and count points the rest of my life.
Right.
That I needed to go to the next level. So unfortunately, my dad had passed away in December of 2016. And shortly after his passing, his niece, my niece came to visit me and was telling me about a program in a gym that she was joining. And the gym had another location close to my house, and it sounded just what I needed. It was a small group of people.
Right.
It was called a team weight loss class. So I figured I'd be surrounded by like-minded people, and that would be a good place to start. So literally, you know, the proverbial New Year's Eve gym membership, I signed up for the New Year's Eve gym membership and walked in that first day. I think it was Monday, January 3rd. And, you know, I was introduced to my trainer and coach, you know, Jenna, and she was a tremendous inspiration to me. And she really taught me, like, don't worry about it. You know, there are things you're going to be able to do. There's going to be things that you can't do.
Right.
But if you can't do something, I'm going to show you an alternative. So there wasn't that sense of failure that you were unable to accomplish something, you were unable to do something. It was, I'll just give you something else to do. So you were moving, and you were working side by side with people, again, who are like-minded, like body type, and it felt like a very comfortable environment.
Right, and that's probably very motivating in and of itself, to be with people who are going through what you're going through and can relate to you, and you could sort of share stories with. I'm sure that we can all relate to something
Absolutely.
Like that, I think. You know. And by the way, Jenna Grace and I are both laughing, you know, at what you said, because it is really true that, you know, it's hard to get yourself sort of motivated and
stay motivated,
you know. And
yeah.
By the way, just to put the distinction, Jenna is your trainer.
Correct.
Jenna with two N's, and then we have Jenna Grace. So for those listening in, it might get a little confusing.
Yes, yeah.
For a lot of people, the biggest hurdle they'll have to cross in their lifetime is losing weight and getting healthy. I think it's less losing weight, it's also getting healthy.
Yeah. And then sticking with it.
The tenacity to do what you did.
Yeah.
Like, I go 2 weeks. You'll see me meal prep for like 2 weeks,
yeah.
And then I'm like, I just had pizza. I literally brought my meal prep to work the other day and ate pizza.
Yeah. No, but mine's been peaks and valleys too. It hasn't been like a straight line decline.
Yeah.
You know, there have been times, I'm just sick of, you know, the meal prep and spending Sundays just like 3 hours on a Sunday making my meals for the week. You know, like you said, in the branch office, there's so much food.
I did this yesterday, literally. Yep. I had a salad for lunch. It was really healthy, grilled chicken, balsamic, little olive oil, vegetables. But we were having a party for a colleague who's, him and his wife are pregnant. So it was like a baby shower for him. And so they had pizza. I said, no, I'm not going to do that today. But at the end, I grabbed myself a giant cookie, said, well, I was good the rest of the day.
Yeah,
so I'm
going
to treat myself now. And that's my biggest downfall. It's like, oh, I'm just going to treat myself
for
this one
day. It was a wash.
Yeah. It was a wash for me. Yeah. I'm like, well, I got a salad.
Yeah.
Are you like on a 5-6 meals per day kind of a thing?
I try to do, I probably have like 3 or 4 meals with me. I try to do the every 2 to 3 hours, just have a small meal. But I'll make like grilled chicken or grilled shrimp with broccoli, vegetable, or eggs for breakfast.
Good healthy proteins.
Exactly. So it's it's a challenge, and I have to mix things up and surf the web looking for good recipes.
Right, because you can get bored after
only
a couple of weeks of eating a lot of grilled
definitely.
Chicken and shrimp. Tell us about Jenna from Lifetime Fitness. What was it that got you? Because it's good to get there the first day and the second day, but the first week, and then there's 3 weeks, and then there's a month.
Yeah.
How did she get you to keep going back?
Well, I think it became accountability. And again, I think she was motivational, inspirational, and, you know, gave me knowledge of what I needed to do to be successful. And, you know, class was 3 times a week for an hour. And when I started, I just thought, okay, so I'm going to see this person 3 times a week for an hour. And that was it. But then the texts start coming in, you know, on days we didn't have class, afternoons after class, like, how are you doing it? Or you really crushed it today in class. So from that motivation perspective, but then also accountability, you know.
Yeah, you have to give yourself a little more credit. You did have to show up every morning before the sun came up. So, you know, just you have to also show up. So
right.
That's what was very interesting.
And Jenna Grace was saying that. I mean, you're going to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. Before then, by the way, coming to work a really full and difficult full-time job for the Long Island market. It's not like you work in one office either. You're all over the place. How many advisors actually come to you with various issues and questions?
Too many.
Too many. So the guy's got a big job as well. So it's commendable that – yes, thank you for saying that, Jenna Grace. I think it's important. You still had to get up and do it.
And for me, in the morning, mornings worked for me. And that's what I would say. You have to find out what works for you.
Right.
To me, the mornings worked because I couldn't think about it. The alarm went off. I got out of bed and I went to the gym. Because in the past, when I tried to go to the gym after work, the gravitational pull of the couch is just too strong.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make it to the gym after work.
Right. Jenna Grace, You're such an advocate and such a fan of gyms, and I can see why. Obviously, there's something so special about what he's done. What positive changes have you seen in Jim? Not just the weight loss, but his overall person and the way he is, you know, the way he looks and feels and acts. And what is it that you've seen?
Yeah, so Jim has always been very... Jim was never a negative, why me type of person while he was going through this, which I think is very easy to do. We gravitate towards the negative and we have pity parties. Jim never had that. Again, every day it was put my head down and I'm doing what I want to do to reach my goals. But what I did notice is confidence level. You were definitely, not that you weren't happy before, but you seemed brighter and you started doing different activities that you had told me, because we were friends, that you wouldn't have even dreamed you could complete. Have to plug that Jim and I did a Spartan race and a Tough Mudder together in the last year.
And those are no joke. That's some hardcore cardio.
Without him, I don't think I would have made it.
What do you do when you go out to eat, though?
No, well, you have to live your life.
Yeah.
It's important to live your life. And the reason, you know, I was just having a conversation in another office. You ever eat? I'm like, yes, I do. And,
actually,
you know, my weekends, I enjoy life. So if there's things, if I want to have a beer, I want to have chicken parm, you know, I'm going to have it on the weekend. But Monday through Friday, I know that I'm going to live my life during the weekend and go out with friends to dinner or go to barbecues or do this.
Obesity is a huge problem in our country. And it just seems to be getting worse. So hopefully this story of yours will inspire some people to think, you know what, I can do this. It's not too late for me. And just also, I wanted to say that you just literally only a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, had rotator cuff surgery, which for anybody who's had rotator cuff surgery, my mom's had two shoulders done. My dad's had one. It's no joke. It's a long recovery process.
Deal, yeah.
Yeah. How did you actually stay motivated to stay healthy when you were, you know, sort of lying down in bed waiting to heal up after surgery? Because it's very easy to say, oh, you know what, I've got 2 weeks on the couch. I'm going to watch a lot of TV and eat ice cream like it's going out of style.
That's what I said.
Then I'll get back into it. You know, that's what I would do.
Exactly.
But you didn't do that. So
I didn't do exactly that. But it certainly was hard. It definitely showed me that my lifestyle had changed because I missed the gym. I was itching to get back in the gym.
That's cool.
And I could tell you the worst thing that happened to me was the Friday before the surgery. My delivery of Girl Scout cookies arrived and being trapped in the house.
Timing is everything, right?
Being trapped in the house with five boxes of Girl Scout cookies was not a good thing. I did miss it. And I went to 6 a.m. the day of the surgery. My surgery was at 3 o'clock. And,
that's called tenacity, baby.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it really, you know, it shows me how much my life has changed where, you know, most people meet with their doctor, their surgeon post-surgery, you know, hey, doc, am I going to be okay? Mine was like, when can I get back in the gym? When can I lift weights again? And to hear those words come out of my mouth and talking to a doctor, I'm like, who is this person?
How do you feel it's helped change your life personally and professionally to be, you know, the person you are today versus where you started just a few years ago?
I think personally, like, I feel amazing. Like, if I would have known that you could feel this good day to day, I would have done this years ago.
Right.
So it's just amazing that the simple tasks that used to, you know, garner a sweaty handkerchief to be taken out of my pocket to wipe my brow or wipe anywhere, you know, not to need that to go anywhere and walk up three flights of stairs to this office and not be winded. And also, personally, it's opened up new opportunities for me, new things to do, the Tough Mudders, the Spartan races, you know, my wife and I can go hop on a bike and go for a bike ride together. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, before the gym was a big part of her life, where me, I'm like, well, I'm going to sit home and see what's on TV. Yeah. So now that we can, you know, do things together and go to the gym together, mm-hmm. has also been a big change. But and then professionally, as Jenna Grace mentioned, my sense of confidence, you know, getting in front of a room full of FAs right. or CSAs and talking about the latest compliance policy is never an easy task. But, you know, but having more confidence now to stand in front, like the material is the material, yeah. and I've always known the material, but being able to, the way I carry myself, I feel more confident in presenting it. And it's also learned that, you know, you can't do everything by yourself. And, you know, Jenna Grace and I were talking before we sat down, you know, having a coach, a mentor, something along those lines to yeah. help you in life. You know, I couldn't have done this without the help of Jenna, my trainer, to get me to the point where I am today. And I think that's applicable in so many aspects of life.
I think that's such an important thing to take away from this is that, you know, you shouldn't have to do any of this alone, whether it's yeah. losing weight or, you know, quitting smoking or, you know, whatever it is that you want to try to – or advance your career if it's to be inspired to do better for yourself yeah. and your family. It's always good to have someone there to either hold you accountable or share stories with you that they've been through something that can inspire you. It's something that I think is really important to walk away from this to think, you know what, no one is actually going to be able to do it as successfully as if they're doing it by themselves. You mentioned your wife. I can imagine that when you weren't on the weight loss and the exercise kick and she was trying to be, it was probably difficult for her to stick with it, right? I mean, it's like I think it's the opposite yeah. of what you're saying, Jenna Grace. If two people in the house are on different wavelengths, I guess is the right word.
Yeah. No, it was very difficult because I didn't care what I ate and she was very focused on what she was eating.
Right.
And, you know, in our house, I happen to be the cook. So, you know, whatever I decide to cook for dinner, that's what we're having.
Right.
So, you know, she was beholden to whatever I decided so to bring in the kitchen and had to adapt. And not that I was making fried this, that, or the other thing all the time. But still, it was, you know, challenging because she, you know, had gained some weight after college and mm-hmm. successfully lost it and has been thin the bulk of our time together. Mm-hmm. And now, like, here's this man that doesn't care. And
right.
she tried so many times to get me to do something the, right. the right way. And, you know, now, to your point, it's so much easier. And having mm-hmm. an accountability partner.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
accountability is such a huge part
it's
of
huge.
This.
It's so yeah.
And having her at home and, you know, people at work, because now I feel also at work, I can't go backwards. Because
right.
everybody
right.
talks about how great you look and, you know, all that I soak in as
yep.
a sponge.
That's
as motivation.
Isn't
that,
it?
You know, I'm like, I can't go backwards
yeah.
now because... And you know, you have the cliche of the yo-yo diet. It's like, oh, I knew he put it back on.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But for your wife, just every day she looks at you, she's like, wow.
Oh, yeah, she got a brand
and
new
she's
husband.
A little, and she's a little peanut.
Yeah.
So it's like wild.
Yeah, no, she got a brand new husband.
That's
so,
incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
actually, it
life.
Sounds like she lost a husband.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, exactly.
150
yes.
pounds of a man that she lost.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you so much for sharing. It's such an inspiration. I want to encourage folks listening to this, go to ubs.com/FS. We'll actually show some before and after pictures of Jim that he's shared with us that I think really will inspire you. And as he said, and I'm going to walk away with this, it's really never too late to start to do better for yourself. Whether you're 45, 55, 75, 25, get out there and do something to make yourself just feel better about waking up every single day. Jenna Grace, thank you too for bringing the story to
thank you for having
my
us.
Attention. Thank you both. This has been terrific.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it. You.
Thanks for taking some time.
This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. In providing wealth management services to clients, we offer both investment advisory and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct and differ in material ways. For information, including the different laws and contracts that govern, visit ubs.com/workingwithus. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, SIPC.